If different cultures see such different things after death, we must face the possibility that we create our own afterlife. Perhaps the vivid images that appear to dying people are projections. Perhaps the soul's way of helping us adjust to leaving behind the five senses. I accept that the afterlife is created in consciousness. But as a noted biologist told me with a sigh recently, the minute you begin to use that word consciousness, you are immediately shut out of science. When consciousness isn't a viable possibility, explanations can only come from materialism. Drugs, for example marijuana, hashish, LSD, ketamines, and mescaline, can induce the brain to experience both a white light and a tunnel effect. So can putting someone in a centrifuge and spinning them at high enough rates to press blood out of the frontal lobes. Astronauts and test pilots have such experiences when trained in centrifuges. Extreme stress can bring on hallucinations. Is it possible that the body contains all the answers after all? Dr. Van Lommel, who conducted the Dutch study of near-death experiences, doesn't think so. He screened 344 patients. Talking to them within days of being revived, Van Lommel discovered that anesthesia or medications didn't affect their experience. What he marvels most at, however, are those reports of consciousness in the absence of brain activity. Years afterward, this paradox still fills him with awe. To quote him, "At that moment, these people are not only conscious, their consciousness is even more expansive than ever. They can think extremely clearly, have memories going back to their earliest childhood, and experience an intense connection with everything and everyone around them. And yet, the brain shows no activity at all." These observations undercut the dying brain theory of materialism, since the brain has stopped functioning before the NDE begins. In that 4 to 10 minute limbo, when resuscitation is possible, without permanent brain damage. Maybe consciousness isn't the brain. That's a startling possibility, but one consistent with the world's most ancient spiritual traditions. What if an NDE is a step into the afterlife that is still governed by memories and expectations? If so, shouldn't we have expectations that are as rich as possible? There is no doubt that heaven is the expectation of many people in Western society, and therefore we will have to examine its promises next, to consider if paradise is the choice we really want to make.